The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. The Bible has much to say about the Kingdom of God coming to the earth. Notice what Christ had to say, inspired by Jesus Christ here, inspired Daniel to write in Daniel 7, beginning in verse 13. I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. In other words, here Christ was coming to God the Father, the Ancient of Days. Verse 14, then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. Indeed, Jesus Christ will come to this earth, will return as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and will rule all nations. He will take the kingdoms of this earth away from mankind and away from Satan. Man's government and Satan's government will be completely shut down. Now notice Daniel 7, verses 26 and 27. But the court shall be seated, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it forever. Speaking of man's government under Satan the devil. Verse 27, then the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people, the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. My friends, you should be excited about this time that's coming, because the kingdoms of Satan, the nations of Satan, is coming to the point that you can hardly exist in this world. The saints will rule with and under the King of all the earth, Jesus Christ. You rulers of the earth might as well get ready, for you will be booted out. Where are we today? Let Daniel, a man of God, inspired by God, tell us where we are and where we're headed. In Daniel 9, beginning in verse 7, of Daniel 9, O Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but to us shame of face, as it is this day, to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and all Israel. Now Daniel is including all Israel here, not just the nation of Judah, but all Israel. Those near and those far off, and all the countries to which you have driven them, because of the unfaithfulness which they have committed against you. The house of Israel and Judah were in captivity, and it will happen again. And you need to take this as a warning, because, my friends, it is coming. And as it were, back at that time, it's going to be in the end time, and which we're on the doorsteps of right now, except it's going to be much worse this time. In verse 8, O Lord, to us belongs shame of face, to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, because we have sinned against you. Daniel is telling us, inspired by God Almighty, why we are in trouble, because we have sinned against our Maker, and we continue to do so. Verse 9, to the Lord our God belongs mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Speaking about this whole world, my friend, and certainly about Israel, ancient Israel, and modern-day Israel today, including the United States of America. We have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. Yes, all Israel has transgressed your law and has departed so as not to obey your voice. Therefore, the curse and the oath written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out on us because we have sinned against him. And if you want to read about those curses that God said we would suffer as a nation in the end time, you can read of them in many places in the Bible. And he has confirmed his words which he spoke against us and against our judges who judged us by bringing upon us a great disaster. For under the whole heaven such has never been done as what has been done to Jerusalem. Christ said there is a time just ahead coming on the world which will be the worst time in human history. It does include America. America will be involved in this, and my friends, America is on the doorstep of the great tribulation that Christ spoke of in Matthew 24 and a few other places in the New Testament. Verse 13, as it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come upon us, yet we have not made our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth. Well, the nations today, including America, we don't understand truth today. We don't know what truth is. We're all confused because we are living in iniquities. And Daniel is telling us here that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth. We haven't turned from our iniquities, so therefore we don't and we can't and we won't understand the Word of God. We won't understand what truth is until we begin the repentance process. Verse 14, therefore the Lord has kept the disaster in mind. Notice this, my friend. What God has said would come upon us, he has kept it in mind. Therefore, the Lord has kept this disaster in mind and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all the works which he does, though we have not obeyed his voice. Yes, my friends, we are where we are in October 2013 because we have rebelled against our Maker. We, America, should be so ashamed, so embarrassed before other nations, and most of all before our God, that we would call for a day of prayer and fasting and repentance toward our God for ignoring and rejecting His word and His laws and wasting our God-given nation. But we are too far gone for that. You can repent as an individual if you will, and I hope that you will. We should be thankful that Jesus Christ will return and put an end to Satan's kingdom, which is this earth. He has mankind working for him, serving his cause. Notice what Christ had to say in the book of John, chapter 18, when he was on trial for his life. John 18, beginning in verse 33. Then Pilate entered the praetorium again, called Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "Are you speaking for yourself on this, or did others tell you this about me?" In other words, Christ was telling Pilate here, yes, I am the king of the Jews. I am the king to come of the entire earth. I am the king that will be crowned as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and I will rule the earth. And he was asking Pilate, has someone told you, or did you just come up with this on your own? But notice verse 35. Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done?" Verse 36, Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Yes, Christ said that his kingdom is not of this earth today. This is Satan's day. This is Satan's kingdom. He is ruling this earth. And you can tell that by the shape that this earth is in, my friends. But Christ was also getting the point across that he is going to come back to this earth, and he is going to be the king over all the earth. Verse 37 of John 18, Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Well, my friends, we don't hear what Christ has to say today. They didn't back at that time either. Adam and Eve didn't either. Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" Well, we're still in the same shape today. We still don't know what truth is. And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, "I find no fault in him at all." Yes, indeed, and there is no fault in Jesus Christ. There will be no fault in him when he returns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And you might as well get ready for that day because it is coming and we are nearing that day now. And your life will change, my friend. In Revelation 19, verse 6, it says this, "And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as a sound of many waters, and as a sound of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God of omnipotent reigns." Yes, speaking of the time that Christ has returned and is the King and ruler of all the earth, may God speed that day. because we need the kingdom of God on this earth, and it is coming. In Revelation 19, beginning in verse 11, "Then I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war." Speaking of the time that Christ is returning to this earth and has returned to this earth. Verse 12, "His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God." Yes, speaking of Jesus Christ, he is the Word of God. "And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses." That's the angels. When Christ returns to establish the kingdom of God on this earth, he is going to have to fight this world to subdue this earth. Verse 15, "Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God." Yes, Jesus Christ is coming back to this earth, not as a docile lamb, but as a conquering king. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He will be king and lord over all the earth. And you, whomever you are, might as well get ready to come under his rule, or you won't be around. "And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus Christ and for the Word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their forehead or on their hand. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. My friends, those saints that John is speaking about here in Revelation 20, verse 4 through 6, it says this, "And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the Word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their forehead or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Speaking about the saints that's going to be there, ruling and reigning and training and healing with Jesus Christ in his kingdom on this earth. And this time is coming. And these saints have been preparing for this ever since Abel. Abel was the first one that qualified to rule with Christ. And there have been many down through the ages. And they are still in process today that's preparing for this time. You could be one of them if you wanted to be. I see my time is up. We have two booklets that you should request and read. Number one, Why Christ Must Return and North America Listen. This will explain much to you that I don't have time to explain on a 15-minute program or even a series of 15-minute programs. Why Christ Must Return and North America Listen. And all you need to do to receive these booklets is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com, or order online www.thewayitoughtobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and may God help you to understand truth. And you will, my friend, if you ever decide to repent and turn to God.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughtobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.